The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of Talk 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of receiving an actual dental exam. Time now for Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230 WYTS with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kvitko on Talk 1230 WYTS.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talk 1230 WYTS. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Good morning. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me this morning. It's a beautiful, beautiful day here in Columbus. Sun shining so bright. It is a little cold, and there's some snow on the ground, but hey, it is winter time. It is, what, December 7th. So this morning, I want to let you all know that my office has a booth at the Kroger Marketplace Women's and Family Expo today at the Ohio Expo Center in the Celeste Building. And at noon today, I'll be doing a seminar where we describe or explain to folks how we do our trial smiles. So if you've always wondered how we do that, how do we take a smile that's imperfect and make it perfect, you can learn that today by coming to the expo and coming to my seminar. Now, the first five callers that call today, I will arrange for you to have free admission. And what we have to do is, my producer will get your name and number because it is going on today, so probably what we'll have to do is arrange to meet you at the gate because I don't have time to get free tickets to you. And so just be prepared to give us a number, or phone number where we can call and that sort of thing, and we'll get you in for free. All right, now, the other thing is, before we get on to our guest today, we want to throw out Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Remember, you can call in with your guesses. And if you're going to call in a guess, or you have to call, or you want to call in a question, the number is 821-1230. You can also email your guesses or questions to dentallyspeakingontalk1230@yahoo.com. And so the question is, what percent of dentists offer outside financing? Pretty simple question. What percent of dentists offer outside financing? I get this question asked a lot of us at the office and at the expo, by the way. Yesterday was the first day of that. And so it is a big concern these days. People wonder how they can afford the care that they want. And one of the ways we arrange for that is through outside financing. And so the question is, what percent of dentists offer that? Okay, now, our guest today, we're very pleased to have our guest, who is Dr. David Maddow. And Dr. David Maddow, he practiced in Reisterstown, Maryland. He's a former practicing dentist. Right now, he entertains audiences throughout the United States and Canada on topics such as achieving success and setting goals, and about his most recent self-help book called Impress the World with Your Body in 7 Days. A frequent guest on television and radio, when asked for feedback, audiences always praise Dr. Maddow's friendly, casual, and motivating style. Recently, Dr. Maddow has been doing stand-up comedy in and around the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area. He came in second place at an open mic competition at Magoobie's Joke House in Baltimore and was then asked to return as an MC for 4 Friday-Saturday night shows. Although new to comedy, Dr. Maddow says each time he does a show, he gets just a little bit funnier. So according to my calculations, he says, sometime in 2057, he will be very funny. When he's not motivating people, speaking, writing, or at the comedy club, Dr. Maddow is typically outdoors, walking, running, skiing, or backpacking. And each summer, he spends time at the Grand Canyon National Park as a preventive search and rescue volunteer. Dr. Maddow, good morning. Thank you for being my guest this morning. How are you?
Dr. Kvitko, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me this morning.
No problem at all. So, you know, the first thing I guess we know each other a little bit. We've met a few times, and you know that I'm a very, very dedicated dentist, and I just absolutely love what I do. So my first question, besides the fact that you're not a dentist anymore, which is what your bio said, is why did you give up practicing dentistry?
Well, great question, and let me just qualify that a little bit. I still am, since I went through dental school and did all the passed all the boards and was in practice for quite some time, I'm definitely still a dentist, but I just choose not to practice anymore. So, you know, going through all that stuff, I just, you know, I'm always going to be a dentist, hopefully for the rest of my life. But, you know, I started this little business a long time ago, maybe 20 years ago, with my brother, Rich, who is also a dentist, my brother, Dr. Richard Maddow. And we started helping dentists all over the country, and just with little things at first. We helped them just develop little forms in their practices to help them be more efficient and things like that. And then over time, we started publishing a newsletter to help dentists, and we started doing seminars. And one little seminar kind of turned into a larger seminar. Now we find ourselves traveling all over the country teaching dentists and team members just how to be more successful and happier and have much better practices. And it seems to be working pretty well because this is, well, if, as a matter of fact, Dr. Govitko, I don't know if you know, we were just in Columbus a short time ago doing a seminar there, and there was not snow on the ground when we were there, so it must have snowed pretty recently.
It did. It snowed yesterday while I was at the Women's Expo. I want to take you back just a little bit, and I do want to talk about the seminars that you do, but I'm just curious, how long has it been since you practiced dentistry? Was it a couple of years?
The last time I actually practiced dentistry, and this is going to date me a little bit, it's going to make me seem a little bit old, but the last time I practiced dentistry was 1993.
Okay, so 15 years.
About 15 years, right. I graduated dental school in 1980, so I had about 13 years of practice until this thing really started getting bigger. And I kind of had to make a decision. I couldn't do both. They were both taking a lot of my time, and I decided to go in the direction of helping other dentists and team members.
So I remember when I was in dental school, which obviously takes 4 years, and when I'd been out of dental school for 4 years, I thought, gee, I've now been out of school longer than I've been in. So you are now out of dentistry longer than you were in by a couple of years. That must feel pretty good.
It feels great, yeah. I love what I do. It feels fantastic.
Can you tell me a funny story about a patient that you had? Just like, I mean, we all have them, and since you haven't done it for a while, you can tell a story and not have to worry about hurting anybody's feelings because you probably, this patient is long gone, right?
Long gone meaning deceased?
No. I mean, it's like, they haven't, it's not like they were in last week and they're going to know you're talking about them.
Yeah, funny story about a patient that I once had. Let me think. Okay, well, one comes to my mind. Patient came in, and I was doing a lot of dental treatment on this gentleman, and I think maybe he didn't like me. I don't know. He kept complaining. Every time I would have him open his mouth, and I put my hands in his mouth, he would start complaining and telling me how difficult this was, and he's going to be going back to his old dentist, and he just really tried to make me feel bad. I was really trying to do the best dental work I could on this guy. I really was. And he was just fighting me tooth and nail, every step of the way. Every step of the way. Finally, I had to dismiss him from my practice. I just got up enough nerve, and I said, listen, Dad, I no longer want to see you in this practice anymore. Please go back to your room. That was the end of that.
Good story. Hey, one more about dentistry, and then we're going to get on to what you're currently doing. And
we can talk about dentistry all day if you. I've got.
You got a million of them.
I've got a story about your mom
too. Anyway, what was the most creative reason that a patient gave to you or your office staff for missing an appointment, or list several of them if you want?
Well, for missing an appointment, one time I remember, we would always confirm, you know. Appointments a day or two before, so we always wanted to make sure our patients were coming and didn't forget about us. But one time, about 15 minutes before this patient of mine was supposed to come in, I got a call from somebody in his family. It might have been his wife. I don't remember exactly who it was, but they said, Mr. Jones won't be able to make it in today. We said, oh, you know, that's really a shame. Why can't he come in? You know, what's the problem? We set aside this time for him, and they said, well, he really can't come in because he's home with a bad toothache, and he just doesn't want to get out of bed. That really did happen.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do a whole show once on excuses that patients give us for not coming. We know the real reason is that they're probably just afraid, and you know, people tend to want to be anywhere but the dental office, which I'm personally working on in my practice and with everything that I do, trying to let people know that it's not like it used to be, and that it can actually be pleasant. And in fact, I think it was, let's see, today's Sunday, so it was on Thursday, had a patient after I finished him, he says, I think I dozed off a few times, didn't I? And I said, actually you did. I said, but it's okay, I consider it a compliment. And he goes, well, actually I think you should take it that way, because if I got comfortable enough to fall asleep while you were working on my tooth, that says something. So,
That's definitely a nice compliment, absolutely. These days, I know, my brother and I are still in dentistry, even though we're not practicing it, so we're still really, really up on things, and there's no question these days that it's dentistry is more comfortable and easier than it's ever been in history. Let's face it, we've got equipment and we've got things that just make it so comfortable for patients to come in. It's incredible. It's like it's like almost like going to the spa for the day. Well, not quite the spa, but it's actually pretty darn nice.
Yeah, it is. Now, okay, thank you for going along with that, because I do like asking dentists those kinds of questions. But I know that that's not what you're doing now, and you're traveling from city to city doing the seminars that you mentioned. And how many cities have you been to?
Well, we've been to probably almost every major city in the U.S., and we've been into Canada a little bit. So if it's a large city in the U.S., we've probably been there, and even some of the smaller cities.
Okay, what was your... what's one of your favorite city to visit?
Of course, Columbus.
Very good.
Absolutely.
I was hoping
Columbus.
You would answer that way.
You know, it's funny, and I'm not. We really do like Columbus, and I know whenever we come to Columbus, we always try during our lunch break if we could possibly get out quickly and go over to High Street to one of the nice restaurants over there. It's always a fun place. So Columbus is definitely high on my list, and I'm not saying that just because you're in Columbus, but it really is. It's a favorite, and it's not too far from Maryland. It's easy to get there, and it's just a fun place. But I like going to Chicago. Love going to L.A. But even some of the smaller cities, we had a really good time in Memphis when we were there a few months ago. Got some really good barbecue there. So it's actually a fun thing to travel around the country and not only meet the dentists and team members and people from other cities, but sample a lot of the local restaurants and shopping. We just have a blast doing it.
That sounds good. Now, how large are the audiences that you work, or rather, you speak in front of when you go to the multi-city tour, so to speak? Are they big crowds, medium crowds? What is it?
Well, our multi-city tours, we do a one-day seminar, and I guess that's all relative. When we first started doing this, the multi-city tour, the one-day multi-city tours, we started doing it. Our audiences were generally, we spoke to as few as 40 to 50 people at one time.
Mm-hmm.
These days, we're averaging 250 people in the room. We were in Detroit a couple months ago, and we spoke to a group of over 500. We actually had to turn people down at the door because we were totally sold out. But an average group would be somewhere in the 200 to 300 range. That's a pretty good-sized group for us.
And this is all dental office personnel, dentists, dental assistants, dental hygienists, that sort of thing?
Exactly. They are. They're dentists bring their team members. Sometimes they bring their spouses. Or some guests, but it's generally dental office personnel, yes.
Do they ever bring anybody else's spouse?
That has happened. I think, let's see, the dentist was there. He had, I think he might have had a girlfriend, a spouse. I don't know what he had. It was a whole group of people.
Oh, at the same
right? We don't ask any questions. That's
equal opportunity entrance,
right? That's right.
So, boy, 250 to 500, you must be getting up into, like, the groupie range.
That's a whole other story.
Is your wife listening?
No, I told her she could not listen to the radio during this broadcast. Anything we say is just between us and your listeners.
Well, maybe when we come back from the break, we can explore that a little more. Actually,
I'm just kidding.
I wouldn't do that to you. I actually met your wife. She's a very nice lady.
She's great, I know.
So we do have to go to break here soon, and when we come back, we're going to go into things like... what else is keeping you busy? I understand you do a large seminar in Las Vegas and that sort of thing. We're talking to Dr. David Maddow, who is a former practicing dentist but still is in the dental field by being a motivational speaker and a speaker to dental offices, their team members. And he travels around the country and does this. Plus, he's gotten into a few other interesting things that we want to touch on. And so remember that our phone number is 821-1230, and you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
So hear me when I'm saying smiling faces.
Talk 1230 WYTS, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry But Were Too Numb to Ask. Today, we're talking to Dr. David Maddow. He's from Reisterstown, Maryland. He is a dentist, although he does not practice dentistry right now. Instead, he travels around and gives speeches to dental office personnel and dentists and motivates them to do a better job. He also has recently become a stand-up comic and has written a book and does some things in the Grand Canyon, and very interesting guy, and we hope to get on to all of those things before this show is over, and if we don't, we might actually have to have him back another day. So, Dr. Matto, as I look at your bio here, you are a multifaceted guy, and can I ask you now, if in fact we don't get to cover all of this, or would you come back another day?
Absolutely. I give you a yes right now. I'm having a blast doing this.
Okay.
I would love to do it.
I really appreciate it. Now, I know that you've been on several radio shows, TV shows, but I'm pretty sure that this is like the ultimate, this is like the pinnacle of your career, right? You just, everything worked
this
up to...
It. After this show, I feel I've achieved everything. I'm not going to have to even do any more.
It's all downhill from here, right?
As long as you, it's all downhill from here. As long as you promise to have me back.
Okay.
That's all I ask.
All right. Forget Oprah. Forget Larry King Live.
It's always a lot of fun talking to you.
Hey, before we pick up our conversation, let me just remind folks that this show will be available by podcast by going to www.talk1230wyts.com. And when you get there, hold your mouse over the on-air button, and it's about 30 minutes after the show ends, it'll be available. So hold your button over on-air. All of the names of the on-air talent show up. People like Jim Rome and Laura Ingram and Quinn and Rose and Gary Sullivan and Dave Ramsey, Dr. Dina Dell, and of course Dr. Kvitko. So click on that, it takes you to my podcast page. And below are the pictures of the polar bear who had the root canal, the polar bear Cola from the Pittsburgh Zoo. It'll say click here to go to podcast page, and that's how you'll find it. So about 10:30 today, this show will be available, and all of the previous shows that we've done are there as well. All right. And then also, one last thing, don't forget about today's Women's Expo. It's at the Ohio Expo Center in the Celeste Building. Come and see us. We have a booth. And at noon, I'll be giving a seminar on trial smiles, basically the anatomy of a smile makeover. Okay, so Dr. Matto, we were talking before the break about favorite cities and the seminars that you do and about groupies.
May say one thing, if I would have known about this Women's Expo today, I would have stayed in Columbus and you could have maybe given me a free pass to come in there.
Yeah, I would have done that. But it's not what you think. It's not where you go to pick up women. It's
No, that's not what Come on now. I figured I'd be able to come in, maybe give a little talk and help some people. You never
Well, that's
know.
A good point. Yeah. Yeah, that is a good point. We probably could have arranged for that. Well, maybe next year. We'll see.
Maybe next year. We'll see. Yeah.
That's all right. So, and of course, I'm just talking about the groupies, but it is a testament that your audience has started off in the 40-50 range. Now they're up to the 250 and 500. However, that's the multi-city tour, and I know that you and your brother do a seminar in Las Vegas, and it's a large seminar. So, can you tell me a little bit about that? Can you tell my listeners about that?
Absolutely. This is probably the best thing we do all year long. It is a three-day seminar that we put on for dentists and team members and spouses and, as you say, girlfriends and all that, whatever they want to bring out there. But it's actually an incredible 3 days of fun and learning and brainstorming and just energy. And when dentists and their team members attend our three-day seminar in Las Vegas, they go back to their offices and just really are able to take things to the next level. They're just rejuvenated, they're refreshed, and this coming year will be the 15th year in a row that we've been doing this, and it's just a blast. Some people refer to this as the Woodstock or the Pink Floyd concert of dental seminars.
Who was that?
Who is that? I thought you did.
I'm just trying to date you. Anyway,
who is Woodstock and who are Pink Floyd? Yeah, that definitely dates me. Don't worry about that. I'm old. Okay.
I'm just teasing you. Okay, now, in fact, this seminar, I know the name has recently changed, but the first year I believe it was called the Richards Report Super Fall Seminar.
That's exactly right.
And then I think it stayed that way for, tell me if I'm wrong, about 2 years or three.
Something like that. That's about right.
And then it became known as TBSE, which you is an acronym for?
The Best Seminar Ever.
Right, which some people have. I saw T-shirts where it said the best sex ever, but it's really the best seminar ever, right?
I would not know about that.
And then the name has since been changed, so the TBSE as we know it has now ended, and the new name is
Love Dentistry 2009
okay.
seminar.
So in 2009, you're going to do it all over again under a new name. And
well, it's actually, and we're going to keep the TBSE because it still is absolutely going to be the best seminar ever, TBSE. But we've, you know, as my brother and I have been traveling around the country for the last 3 years doing these one-day seminars, we've actually started to become known as the Love Dentistry guys. And let's face it, everybody wants to love dentistry, not just people that work in the dental office, but even patients that come in. They want to be excited about the things that are going on these days in dentistry, and there's a lot to be excited about. So we've just kind of been, we've adapted this name, the Love Dentistry Guys, and we just felt for our 15th year in Las Vegas, for our 15th year doing this super seminar, it was really appropriate to call this Love Dentistry 2009.
You know, I just want to tell a short story because you brought this up and we have a little bit of time before the break, and what you mentioned about loving dentistry, because I was actually very honored. This lady came up to my booth yesterday at the expo and she said, "I just want to tell you, I've been walking around the hall here," and she said, "I can tell from your booth that you are very dedicated to what you do." She said, "I can just tell that you love it." And I said, "Really?" And I said, "I mean, it's true, but I wondered how she could tell." And she said, "Just everything about it, just the little samples that I had sitting out, the toothbrushes that we gave away, the pictures, the before and after pictures." And so I think that when you do love dentistry, it does show. And so what you're saying is you are going around the city helping more and more dentists and dental office team members learn to love what they do, and if you do that, then you make it better for everybody. Yeah, if you ever thought about that, you're making things better for all of the patients out there as well, not just the dentist and their team. Now,
well,
go ahead.
Of course, that's absolutely true, and like I said, it's really important for the dental team to love what they're doing. I mean, when I choose a dentist, I don't know about you. I mean, of course, you're a dentist, I'm a dentist, but if I had to choose a dentist, I would certainly want to go to a dental office where they loved what they were doing, where they would immerse themselves in their work and really just enjoy what they're doing and do the best they can, as opposed to going to some place that they just really weren't that into it, and maybe they were going through the motions or doing it for the money. And if it's okay if I say this, Dr. Gavico, I hope it is, because I'm going to say it anyway. You know, I've known you for a little while, and I've met your team, and you guys, it's just so apparent when somebody meets you and your team and talks to you that you guys love what you're doing. I've seen you at some of our seminars, and you guys have a great office, and everybody's having fun. And when you have fun, you love what you're doing, and you take great care of your patients.
I really appreciate that.
I hope
that.
You don't mind that little plug, but
well,
it really is true.
Just it wasn't a setup, just so that my listeners know. We did not ask him to say that. I do appreciate
it. I can tell you that it was not set up.
I do appreciate that, though, and it's true. We are up against a break. We need to go. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on Talk 1230 WYTS.
Smile a little smile for me.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kivitko. And today I'm speaking with Dr. David Maddow from Reisterstown, Maryland. And he's an interesting guy. He's a dentist. He's a former dentist. He's a speaker. He's written a book, saved a life. I'm trying to think. I think I asked you, Dr. Maddow, if you'd cured cancer yet. Have you?
No.
Not yet? Oh, gee. I don't know if I can have you back on the show until you cure cancer.
Okay, well, we're working.
No, the offer still exists. Okay. Now, I do want to say, and I want to thank you for the nice compliment before the break, because I want to give that back to you, because for those dentists or dental students that are tuned in, the seminar that Dr. Maddow and his brother put on in Las Vegas is absolutely phenomenal. It's the best seminar I've ever been to. It really does live up to its name. If any of you are considering going to one seminar next year, this should be it. If that's the only one you can afford, go to How to Love Dentistry 2009. Dr. Maddow, how would they find out information about this? Is there a website, a phone number? What would you have people do if they wanted to get more information?
Yes, great question. If anybody wants more information on our super seminar, they can certainly go to maddow.com. That's M-A-D-O-W, maddow.com, and all of our seminars and other things we do are listed on our website, which soon will be, by the way, soon will be transforming into lovedentistry.com, but not quite yet.
Okay.
We're working on that for 2009.
So maddow.com.
maddow.com.
And it's going to be November, I believe, was it 13th, 14th, 15th? Or
I believe it's the 12th, 13th, 14th for next year.
Okay. So plan now. Believe me, it takes that long to kind of get ready. And I've actually gone for many, many years and have learned so much. And would you just kind of give me a rundown, give my listeners an example of the kind of speakers, the names of the speakers, most likely non-dental, the ones they might recognize, the names of people you've had there?
Well, sure. I know most of the dental speakers. We try to bring in the best speakers from all over the world, actually. And if I may mention the name of one dental speaker, I don't know if you've heard the name, but you may remember this, Dr. Govitko. We've had this dentist that comes from Australia, Dr. Patty Lund,
yes.
who basically was just not satisfied with the way he was practicing dentistry for many years, and just almost gave it up, and then figured out the way to be really, really happy in dentistry. And he's come several times, basically halfway around the world, to speak to our audience members at TBSE. So he's actually one of our favorites, one that I can think of. Some of the non-dental speakers we've had, one that comes to mind right off the top of my head is Richard Simmons.
I knew you were going to say him first because he's the most energetic, yeah.
He was the most energetic. From the second he got on stage, he just had people dancing and having fun and bringing dentists and team members on stage to dance with him to the songs and just getting everybody just enthused about the whole thing. Was just, he's probably, you're right, he probably has been one of my favorites over the years we've had there. And when you think about Richard Simmons, you think, oh, you know, the guy's over the hill, he's older, but I'm telling you something, he's got so much energy in him, it's unbelievable.
It's very true. I mean, my staff was so energized that year. But you've also had people like, Bob Eubanks.
Yes.
The real Chris Gardner. The real Chris Gardner, the movie, the gentleman that the movie was made after. The one that Will Smith played.
Right.
The real Erin Brockovich.
It's a few years ago. She was a great speaker. She's a really, really good person.
I think Naomi Judd. Was that?
Yeah, I believe so. That's been a while, but I believe we had her.
Yeah.
And some of the names, it's funny, we have so many people, sometimes I just can't think of the names because we had, you may remember some of them more than I did. A couple years ago, we had the country singer, what was her name? That was Naomi Judd, that's right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to think of others, but, John Walsh from...
that's right.
America's Most Wanted.
Yeah, he was great.
And people might wonder why you have speakers like that at a dental seminar, but it's very simple. I think it's very simple to understand. It's to motivate people to be a better person, be a better a worker, be a better dentist, be a better dental assistant. If you're happy, if you're happy inside, if you're content, you do a better job, wouldn't you say?
There's absolutely no question about that, and it's not all about coming to a seminar and learning the latest and greatest dental techniques, although that's important. But of course, being motivated, getting re-energized and going back and doing great things to your practice, that's what some of these really great motivational speakers can do. And I'll tell you something, Dr. Govitko, it's funny that you said that because a lot of times at our seminars, people think that they're geared only towards dentists. And some of your listeners might want to keep this in mind, that we have non-dental people that come to our seminars, people even that work in the hotels, they see what's going on, and they come in and they stay there the 3 days. And our seminars are fantastic for people that are not even in the dental profession just because there's so much energy and so much motivation. It's incredible.
Now, I hadn't thought about it, although now that you mention it, I think you're right. So a company, maybe an insurance agency who wants to bring the owner in, three or four of their staff members would benefit just as well. I guess they'd have to understand some of the dental jokes that we tell, but...
Yeah, they could just fake that, like they're laughing at those.
Yeah, not get down in the mouth or anything, right? Anyway, obviously I'm not the stand-up comic, I'm the sit-down comic, and there's a difference. But I know you're busy with so many other things, and we are up against another break, and so basically I'm going to ask you now, but I'm going to ask you to hold your answer to when we come back. And the question is, what else is keeping you busy these days? So ponder that. And we'll be back here in just a second. You're listening to Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230 WYTS. We'll be right back.
Make you smile, please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. And many of you know that's one of my favorite songs. I'd rather just listen to the song, actually, but no, that's not true. We have a guest on the line with us, Dr. David Maddow from Reisterstown, Maryland. And Dr. Maddow, before the break, I asked you what else has been keeping you busy lately, because I know you're a busy guy and you're always into new things. So what's been going on recently?
Well, there's a lot that's been keeping me pretty busy lately. One of the things I've done pretty recently, I actually just published a book. It's a self-help book. It's called Impress the World with Your Body in 7 Days, and it basically teaches people how to be thinner, healthier, a little bit stronger, just by incorporating some pretty simple things into their lives.
And actually, for my listeners, I actually did read Dr. Maddow's book, and I read it all the way through, which is really good for me. But and I think it's a very good book. It gives you easy steps to follow. And if I'm right, when you say 7 days, you mean 7 steps?
Yeah, the way it is, it's called Impress the World with Your Body in 7 days. But what that means, each day, each day is actually one chapter.
Okay.
There's 7 things. I'll tell you, Dr. Govicko, as you may know, I've been studying this healthy lifestyle stuff for about 30 years now, 30 years plus, actually. And I've kind of figured out there are exactly 7 things that we need to be doing. And if we do just learn what these 7 things are and incorporate them into our lives, we actually can become thinner, healthier, a little bit stronger, and feel better than we've ever felt in our lives. So I take each one is a chapter. So that explains these 7 days or the seven things we need to be doing.
Now, I imagine what we really hope is for people to go out and buy the book, so I don't know how much I can ask you to divulge about what's in the book. But what would you be comfortable kind of, you know, whet our appetite as to what we might find if we buy the book?
Well, you know, of course I'd love to have people buy the book. That's how I'm able to eat and feed my family every day. but I'm also more than happy to give your listeners a lot of information about the book, because teaching is just one of my favorite things. And if I can help one or two or three people talking about it today, that makes me happy. But I will say, if you don't mind, real quickly, if anybody, because I know we may run out of time a little bit later, if anybody does want to find out more about how you can live a healthier life, actually, I've set up a website. It's simply davidmaddow.com, davidmaddow.com, and they can find out more about healthy lifestyle, about my speaking, about my book, and they might even be able to see a little bit of my comedy, my stand-up comedy, on my website as well. So that could be a help. But Dr. Govicko, I'd be happy to discuss anything you want me to talk about as far as helping anybody on the show.
All right. Now, then I guess if you could just give us a synopsis. What are the 7 chapters, the 7 days? I mean, just like what's number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? And obviously we'd have to read the book to get the details. But what's the first thing? What's the second thing?
Okay, well, day one is actually probably the most important day. Day one is simply deciding that you want to make a change in your life. That's actually probably the most important exercise. When people come up to me and say, hey Dave, or hey Dr. Maddow, what's the most important exercise I can do? I don't have a whole lot of time. I want to do this stuff. I always say to them, the most important exercise you can do is just making the decision that you want to change your life. Once you make that decision, I can easily help you do it. The rest of it is actually pretty darn simple. And what I used to do, I used to actually have an affirmation as far as day one, as far as making the decision to change your life. I had an affirmation that I would put on my refrigerator and read it every single day. And I talked to my readers in this book about this. Mine says something like, I have decided that I will change my life. In a short time, I will be thinner, stronger, healthier, and younger looking. I am ready to start. And it's pretty powerful. And when you put something like that on your bathroom mirror, on your refrigerator every morning and read that, that is extremely important, and it's a great start, and it really does work.
You actually write it on your mirror? So you see it. You wake up, it's in writing, you see it every day.
Put it on a piece of paper, on an index card, and put it on your mirror or on your refrigerator someplace you're going to see it every single day. Yes.
Okay.
It really works. If you want me to go through the days, I will. Day two, and again, when you read the book, it's a lot more detailed. But I do keep things simple, even though they're more detailed. I keep them very simple. Day two is all about cardio, about aerobic exercise. You're walking, you're running, you're bike riding, swimming, things that are going to keep your cardiovascular system, your heart rate up. Because that, and I'll give your listeners a real quick hint as far as aerobic exercise. If you're looking to lose weight, it's best to do aerobic exercise, you know, you're walking or you're running, first thing in the morning when you wake up, before you eat anything. That's how you're going to get the absolute best fat burning potential. First thing in the morning, go take a nice brisk walk. You wouldn't believe how great it is for you.
So before you even eat?
That's okay. The best time to do it, before you eat.
Okay. So first is writing down the statement, saying I will change my life. The second is exercising, and it doesn't have to be running. It could be walking.
Walking, I'll tell you something, walking is about my favorite. No, you don't have to run marathons. You don't have to do anything that's, exotic like that. You can just go out for a really nice walk every morning. It is great exercise.
Okay.
Day three is all about, I list my favorite foods. Day three is all about eating sensibly, eating healthy foods, but not only eating healthy foods. And on day three in this chapter, I list my favorite foods on this planet. But it's not only about eating the right foods. I'll tell your listeners, one of the most important things is portion control. You know, these days when we go to restaurants or we make dinner for ourselves, we just put so much food, or the restaurants put so much food on the plate, we don't need all that food. The most important thing we can do is to limit the amount of food we eat at each meal.
You know what I started doing, my wife and I, is we just split a meal. We just tell the waiter, server, at the very beginning, we're going to share a meal, and if you would please bring two plates and have they separated out in the back before they ever bring it out, and that way we eat half as much food.
That is great advice, and that's funny. That's exactly what I recommend my readers do. I do the same thing. Either that, or I will immediately have them split it. If I get one meal, split it, and I'll take half home in a doggy bag. It works every time.
But it has to be before you start to eat. Like, separate it, put it in that take-home box before you even take a bite. Otherwise, you're going to eat the whole thing. Am I right?
You are absolutely right. There's no question about it. You have to do it at the beginning, or it's going to be gone. It's going to be in your stomach. You're right.
We have to take another break. When we come back, hopefully we can quickly highlight the other 4 days of How to Impress the World with Your Body in 7 Days. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on Talk 1230 WYTS. Talk 1230 WYTS. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. And today we're talking to Dr. David Maddow, and besides being a dentist and being a speaker, he's also written a book called How to Impress the World with Your Body in 7 Days. And we have talked about 3 of the steps that Dr. Maddow has written about. And Dr. Maddow, we have about 4 minutes, and I want to give you a chance to cover those other steps. So please tell us anything you want us to know about your book, including how we can get a copy. And in fact, before you start, the first person that comes up to my booth today at the Women's Expo and mentions the name Dr. David Maddow will get a free copy of your book. Is that okay with you, Dr. Maddow?
That sounds like a great deal to me.
Okay. All right. Tell us, if you will, please, the other parts of your book that you'd like our listeners to know.
Okay, day 4 is all about strength exercise. That's what most people think they've got to go to the gym to do. Well, going to the gym is great. I outline a whole bunch of really cool exercises you can do right at home. I make it very easy for you. Day 5 is all about drinking enough water. Most of us are walking around dehydrated, unfortunately, and water makes up about 65% of our body. So that's a really important thing to do. Drink plenty of water during the day. Day 6, something that is extremely important, most of us know about it, but don't do it, and that's stretching exercises. We've got to stretch our muscles, and that can actually eliminate a lot of pain that people have just by simply stretching during the day. Day 7 is also an extremely important day. It has nothing to do with exercise. Actually, it's called Dave's driving test. And what I mean by that is when you get in your car in the morning to go to work, or if you're taking mass transportation or however you're getting to work, stop for a second and reflect and just think to yourself, do I love my life? Am I going to work? Do I love my job? Am I having a great time in my life? And if not, you've got to make a change somewhere, because if you don't love your life, if you're not having a great time every day or practically every day.
I think we might have lost Dr. Maddow. I actually have read his book. And I actually personally lost about 20 pounds. I did not follow every step that Dr. Maddow proposed there, but I did lose 20 pounds, and I feel better about myself for it. And I think that what he has written is very, very poignant, and I credit him partly for that weight loss, in the sense that I finally just decided I'm going to do it. You know, after a certain number of weeks go by and my wife having to buy me a pair of pants that were a little bit bigger than the ones I'd been wearing and not saying a word about it, she was so nice about it, then I decided, you know what, this is ridiculous, I'm just going to start putting less food in my mouth. So it was a great... do we have Dr. Maddow back? Okay. Thanks for calling back, Dr. Maddow. We're sorry that we're having phone troubles. But I was telling the listeners how I used your book and how I lost 20 pounds. And you know that because I think I saw you before and after my weight loss.
Yes, absolutely.
And I do feel good about myself and about life, and I think you're very, very right. And obviously, we did run out of time, and there's so much more to talk about, so we will set up a time to ask you back. And
please, that would be great.
The name of the book is How to Impress the World with Your Body in 7 Days. www.davidmaddow.com is how you can find out more information. We're up against the break. We really have to go. Thanks so much, Dr. Maddow. And
thanks,
we will be. Please tune in next Sunday from 9 to 10. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.